I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face. I wanna feel the joys of the day. I wanna feel alive in every moment. Said I won't waste time on feeling blue.
It's been a long time coming, and finally I have an album out throughout the USA. However, I have no airs and graces about this process. You know, although I'm popular in African continent and in Europe, this is still very much a new market for me, and it's just very difficult to get into.
You say it's difficult to get into. Why? Because Americans are insular, small-minded, inclined not to like things not American?
Indeed. They prefer all things American, and they're the most exported culture. And it's incredible, and all they consume is that American culture. So I find with the audiences that we're attracting, they're very interested in finding out what's happening in the rest of the world. They even love my non-English songs, which is very refreshing. Beautiful songs like Hamba, which are written in my mother tongue, isiZulu. The album is called Rise Again, and it really is a combination of songs that I've put together from the last four releases that I've had. So I feel it is the best reflection of who I am and where I am right now. And there's also Rise Again, the title track of the album. And of course, I hope to have another rise in the US market.
So many others have tried, and I wouldn't say failed, but have not succeeded. From South Africa, Trevor Noah, the comedian, came here. He had an initial success, and then he sort of disappeared for a while.
I'll be honest, I'm not looking for a Beyonce kind of success here.
Even though they call you the South African Beyonce?
That comes from the quality of shows that we put up in South Africa. We go big, but there's no other similarity. Yeah.
Well, we're just around the corner from Beyonce's apartment in downtown New York City.
Oh, wow.
Will you be stopping by?
I wish. I was actually here for her concert last year because I'd never seen her perform, and I thought, well, let's see what this all
see what's all about.
Yeah, I felt, particularly in South Africa, sometimes we have limited resources, but we're able to create such magic with limited resources. And I walked away feeling really good. I was like, you know what? What we're doing, we're doing very well.
We're not doing bad.
We're not doing too badly at all. Yeah.
That lives in me, a gift that is given to the uniqueness of me. There is a path meant just for me. I walk it faithfully, though not certain where it leads. And I keep praying.